Trifley comes across the timeline. Back with the field stop at the 20 seconds left. 18-point deficit for the Redskins. Brasso, right wing being guarded by Rakowski. Mills over to Brasso in the right corner. Back with Mills, right wing. Mills now stop at the key. Over to Brasso for three from the right wing. This one's off the very front of that. After a pretty, and that's the end of the third quarter. So, just like that, three quarters are done in Hubley, and the Bearcats lead by 18, 42-24. You're tuned to WIW.
Hard work and dedication is how championship teams are made. Everyone at Signature Bank would like to congratulate all area athletes on a job well done. At Signature Bank, we promote academic achievement and sports excellence. When it comes to banking, we have over 40 years of experience. Supporting your local businesses and communities is our focus. And when you invest with Signature Bank, you invest in your community. The best of luck to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebewing. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
We're back here in Hubley. The score is 42-24. After three, Hubley leads by 18. Hubley outscored Sandusky in that quarter 14-6. Well, Ryan Brown listening to the huddle for Sandusky. Ryan, what'd you find out?
Well, Hubley is definitely stymieing Sandusky right now, as we all can see. Sandusky drew up some plays. They're going to try and get an attack that 2-3 zone that Ubley's been running. And hopefully he's trying to find some sort of rhythm to etch their way back into this game.
Thank you, Ryan, for that. 7:40 left in the fourth quarter, 42-24, and a travel call called on Austin Gregory of the Bearcats. So it's Sandusky ball 90 feet from their own hoop. Mills. Into Grasso, back to Mills. Being guarded by Drake, 10 feet. 7.5 left.
Hubley's in a trapping defense. Just go ahead and milk the clock. That Sandusky really needs the time to go ahead and attack and then hopefully short from the outside.
Bowles on the left wing kicks it into number 12, who runs short. That sucker rebound, Josh White. Here comes Austin Drake across the timeline. 7 minutes now left before this one's over. 18-point lead, the largest of the night for the Bearcats currently. Austin Drake slowing things down to the left wing, being guarded by Shifley. Back at the top, Rakowski. No, excuse me, that's Brian White. Austin Drake gets picked by Josh White. Porter Rakowski now on the right wing. Back up, and it's stolen by Sandusky, but Josh White recovers on the backfield. Gets the backfield. And here comes Austin Drake across the timeline once again for Ubley. 6.5 left in the fourth. Picks up a dribble over to Josh White, top of the key, back over to Drake. 10 feet behind the three-point line, dribbles right around the arc, over to Rakowski in the right corner. Sandusky pickpockets that one, and it's right into the hands of Grasso. He comes down the court, 2-on-1, and he's fouled by Rakowski. And number 24, Grasso, is hitting the line for two. That's about the only offense that Sandusky can score right now.
Right now, with Ubley not really attacking, what they're doing is milking the clock. And Sandusky has sensed it, and they're going out there and trying to trust the defense a little bit, maybe get something happening, and that's exactly what they're doing right now.
As Lackrant replaces Ryan White, number 22, Mitchell Guza and Nick Sweeney come back in as well. They replace Gabe Messing and Brian White. Rakowski comes out as well. Grasso's second shot is no good. The first one, was that good? Yes, it was.
First one was good. Second one was waning.
17-point lead now for Ubley, 42-25 with 6 left in the fourth. Ubley has it, Nick Sweeney in the corner. Drills back at the top of the key, being guarded by Shifley. Over to Austin Drake, slows things down, back over to Sweeney, being guarded by Shifley. Nick Sweeney gets it stolen by number 10, Mills. He dribbles down, 4-on-4, off the last touch, no. Keeps it in bounds, over to Bullis, up the top of the key, stolen by number 22, Mitchell Guza. Here come the Bearcats, and there's a foul push on Sandusky, number 11, Philip Shively. That's his third, team's fourth of the half at the 5:46 mark in the fourth. Quite the game here.
Play's getting a little bit chippy right now, and it's just due to some strategy situations, too. Right now, Sandusky, they have to. Ugly is trying to slow it down, as rightfully so, but they have to look like they are attacking.
As Gage Frank replaces number 11, Shively, who's getting a little steamed in the head there. With a 17-point deficit to the Bearcats, 5:38 left in the fourth. This one's all but down yet, folks. Nick Sweeney drives into the lane, chucks one up as a game foul, but no call. As rebound, Sandusky. And it's a kick by Austin Drake as number 12, Tucker, is trying to feed it into Grasso in the right corner. So it's Sandusky ball right in front of us on the near side of your radio on the right side. 5.5 left in the fourth, 42-25, Ubley over Sandusky. Gage Frank, top D, being guarded by Drake. Over to Bullis into the corner to Mills. Back out to Frank on the left wing. Tries to dribble in at the left elbow, and it's right into the hands of Lifrent. He drops down, he goes up for the layup, and he's fouled. Lifrent's in the line for two. He's had a fairly quiet night. He has 9 points thus far. Can make it 11 with two successful free throws on the way. This is Sandusky's fifth team foul of the half, the first on number 32, Chase Bullis. Lifrent line shooting two. First one, no good. Not much arc on that one. 17-point lead for the Bearcats. Second one is up, and that one's good. Ty Frank goes 2 for 2, or 1 for 2 from the free throw line, and now has 10 points. He's in double digits. 7 points in the first half, 3 points in the second half, all from free throws. Grasso in the right wing, back up to Gage Frank for the long three is up, and it's good.
That was from 4-point land, Claire.
Gage Frank puts it through for three, and now it's only a 15-point deficit for the Redskins. 43-28 with 4:40 left in the fourth. Lifrent feeds it into Josh White. Spins, turns on the left side, and this one's blocked. And a rebound by Lifrent. Came out of nowhere, and he goes up, and he's fouled, and they count it. Yeah. So Lifrent now going for the old-fashioned three-point play. Fouls on number 32, Chase Bulls, his second. For Sandusky, there's 16 fouls a half. Lifrent is line shooting one, and it's good. The three-point play is successful for Lifrent's Bearcats. The lead is now back up to 18. And we have a timeout called by Sandusky. And it'll be a full timeout. So we're going to take a quick break at 46-28. Ubley over Sandusky. You're tuned to WLAW.
This year, Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick and Sebring will be celebrating its fifth anniversary, due in no small part to your response and support. Their expert repair and body shops share 15 free loaner cars and a tow truck. They have free coffee and Wi-Fi in the customer lounge. The focus on customer service and satisfaction continues with higher trade-in allowances and free lifetime collision repair warranties. Continued sales increases show they're doing things right. When it comes to fair treatment and growing customer service and satisfaction, all dealers are not necessarily created equal. To Moore Shoreline Chevrolet Buick, M25 and Sebring.
You're tuned to WLAW Sports, your home for high school basketball. We're in the fourth quarter, about halfway through it, 4:24 to go in Ubley as the Bearcats lead the Redskins of Sandusky 46-28, an 18-point lead. Ryan Brown listening to the leading Bearcats huddle. What'd you find out?
Ubley is very content of letting Sandusky continue their cold shooting from beyond the perimeter. So look for them to kind of slow it down on defense, make Sandusky work the ball a little bit more because they have not been able to shoot their way out of the zone. And on offense, they're just going to try and work the ball around the perimeter, maybe attack backside once in a while, but look to kill a lot of clock here.
Thank you, Ryan. As Bullis, one in the lane, it was just a vocabulary of moves, and it is no good. And rebound to Ubley, and Lifrent goes down the court, and he gets fouled on the shot, and he's at the line shooting two.
Fault like it is. Sandusky is their little spook right now as far as driving the lane.